This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We head right to Washington. Lori Lewis joins us from Hawk Media News out of the chute. A lot of conversation about doctors and Republicans and guys like Lindsey Graham saying he's ready to issue even a subpoena over Trump's wiretap claim. So we've got wiretapping. We've got problems with what are we going to do with ACA. And there's this wild tug of war going on with the Republicans for sure. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Like you said, things are busy over here, but I'm doing well.
They're never going to not be busy. I just want you to know that. This administration...
It doesn't get better, is what you're saying.
It doesn't get better. It doesn't. Just anytime you can get some time off, just lose your phone.
Got it. Okay.
That's what you do.
Okay. You can hear it eventually implants itself, you know?
I know.
The skin kind of grows around it.
I know. I had that same problem. So what's happening with Obamacare's repeal? The White House and now some of the Republican leaders say they're just pushing aside all of the criticism, but some of the criticism is coming from Republicans.
Yeah, that's right. So like you said, some of the criticism is coming from Republicans, and that's coming from the Republicans that are further right. And what they take issue with is a tax credit that's proposed. So instead of having these income-based subsidies that were included in the Affordable Health Care Act, the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, Obamacare, had these income-based subsidies. The replacement will have tax credits. And like I said, the far right says that this is like another entitlement and they are opposed to that. And then, of course, there's also opposition on the left. So people are saying this is kind of dead in the water right now.
Yeah, I like how you said that, kind of dead in the water, no pun intended there. But
no pun intended, no. I'm not quite that crude.
But in the meantime, for the Democrats, you know, they're just sticking to the same thing that, look, what's going to happen to Medicaid? Some of what's being proposed here just absolutely cannot happen. And, of course, some of this was part of the conversation on what was called International Women's Day. Was there a lot of people in Washington, were there a lot of people wearing red? Was there kind of a recognition for that?
Yeah, there's definitely recognition for that. And there were a good number of people wearing red. There were small events taking place also. So this is something that, as you've seen, also got played in the press. There weren't as many people, I will say, marching in Washington that there were right during the Women's March. But that also took place on the weekend, and I think there was more notice. You know, it coincided with the inauguration, so there was a different spirit behind it. But people took notice, yeah. And there were, beyond Washington, there were rallies in other parts of the country. There were rallies in Philadelphia, Baltimore, Milwaukee. There was one in Berkeley. You know, several school districts actually closed for the day. I think one in Alexandria, Virginia, Prince George's County, Maryland, and one in North Carolina also, recognizing that they might not have the labor force to run their school system.
Yeah, wow, interesting. And as I swing back to the Trump administration, there's reports about what's going to happen with the budget, et cetera, but one of the things that we're hearing is that the HUD funding would get cut by $6 billion. That's a pretty big axe to swing in that direction, isn't it?
That is a big axe to swing in that direction. And I think that something that you could, I don't know if this is at all reassuring, that these leaks are happening, right, that the number is getting out. And we've seen other, when talking about cuts to other parts of the budget, and right now I'm thinking about the cuts like USAID, into the State Department. There was some pushback within the State Department and within USAID to those proposed cuts. So right now that is proposed. Whether that will make it through, you know, Congress is another question.
Oh, yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. Absolutely.
I guess before I let you go, or before you let me go, I will say, I mean, this isn't right. There's cuts across the board, and that should be noted.
Right.
The Post is reporting on, it seems like, most of this, but like you mentioned, there's HUD. And another important one that they reported on over the weekend is NOAA,
yes.
The National Oceanic Atmospheric Association. They promoted the leak from the administration said they were proposed like a 17% cut, which would be a huge blow to this organization that studies right the atmosphere and the ocean and climate science and all of the above.
Yeah, wow. It's wild to see what's happening. And I know they were pretty upset at NASA. I talked to some people there, and we talked about that on the air to be sure. Yeah. So I guess, you know, when you talk about the weather, I did the weather for 2 seconds in my career when I was in television, Lori, and I just, you know, I was in the Midwest and I pointed to the East Coast and the farmer said, does she know where the Midwest is? But for a few days, because I knew how to use the computer, I did it. And let me tell you, you rely on some of that forecasting that comes down so you know what's going on with the weather. So it really could cause some interesting ripple effects if in fact that's the end of NOAA, or at least most of it. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the weather.
Yeah, and beyond, I guess, yeah, there's right NOAA satellites do monitor the weather.
Yeah.
And they monitor how, like, the water cycle, how the Earth breathes, so to say,
yep.
You know. There's a lot that goes into it. By the way, I could totally imagine you being a wonderful weather woman.
Yeah, right.
I can picture it.
Oh, it worked out for just a couple of days, I think, and
then I went back to
news after that. I got over it very quickly. Lori, always fun with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so as I peel back the onion on that a little bit, pull back the layers of the onion a little bit. It's true. I was in television, and I am a CNN correspondent from time to time. Now, still, you may catch me on a couple of things, but I started in television, and because I knew how to use, I'll finish that story out, because I knew how to use the weather computer because I was smart enough to know how to press a few buttons, they asked me to do the weather, and it's like, ooh, are you kidding me? And, of course, weather to farmers is a big deal, and I was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. I tried really, really hard. And actually, the farmers liked me. I used to go out and do a lot of stories on farms, but I did my part. I was a team player and filled in, but the weather was not for me. Let's put it that way. Hey, speaking of weather, I'm going to stick this in here because it fits. Southern California, they say, could be in trouble with earthquakes. Scientists found a new fault line. They say could be a magnitude 7.4 earthquake in the region. Other researchers say it's already long overdue for a whopper of one in the San Andreas Fault, so there's a lot of concern. The fault line is capable of a quake that would impact 20 million people in L.A. and San Diego. So you can imagine they already shook people up when they announced this fault and talked about that they found it. And I actually went, because I used to live in California, I went and I looked at the line. Oh, my. You know, through just past Dana Point, if you know that area, all the way down to Torrey Pines, where they play that golf tournament. And I love when these geologists say, we're long overdue. We did a study, and we're long overdue. Over the past 1,200 years, large earthquakes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We have an existing committee, the Intelligence Committee, looking at all aspects of what may have been done last year related to the Russians or the campaigns, and we'll leave it there.
Have you seen any evidence of that, Mr. Leader? Senator Hardin?
No, I haven't.
Tap, tap, who is wiretapping who? Wow, this whole wiretap deal has been crazy, right? So let's play connect the dots for a second. Then I'm going to tell you about the 911 snafu in Dallas, Texas. AT&T actually having problems in a few areas. But as for wiretapping, are you shocked that that little device in your pocket that you think is so safe and so cool and you post pictures with it and your kids Snapchat and the things disappear and they make dog faces out of your faces? And who knows? WikiLeaks says it has the CIA's hacking secrets. And so that's, I'll tell you, crazy. I mentioned that the other day, the big data dump that they've got. And as for the wiretaps, is it fantasy land or is it reality? What is really going on with wiretapping? First, you had Trump talk about Obama. Trump and Obama haven't spoken since the inauguration. I guess their advisors have. You've got a bunch of senators looking for evidence to support Trump's wiretapping claim. Lindsey Graham was pretty vocal about this, the Grahamster, grandstanding, and leaders of a congressional inquiry, which he's part of that, into Russia's efforts to sway the U.S. election, called on the Justice Department to produce any evidence that supports this wiretapping allegation. So you had Graham, Sheldon Whitestone, the acting deputy attorney general, FBI director James Comey, all are saying that, you know, we got to get to the bottom of this. We got to produce the paper trail created when the criminal division secures warrants for wiretaps, which they have them. So if they've secured these wiretaps, then we would have a paper trail theoretically, right? Because remember, last weekend, Trump tweeted that former President Barack Obama had tapped his phones at Trump Tower during the election. Trump didn't have any evidence of this, and now they're trying to figure out where that evidence is, if there is any evidence on that. So to that I say, good luck. We'll see what turns up, right? Now, as for AT&T and outages, yeah, there were a lot of people not happy about this. The FCC says it's going to investigate this wireless 911 outage. AT&T resolved the outage, preventing the customers from making the 911 calls. Just when you need 911, those three little numbers strung together that have saved some lives. So what caused the outage? It's now restored, but it was out for a while. Lasted almost 45 to 50 minutes. And where did it happen? Not just Texas. Florida, I just confirmed all this. Florida, Maryland, Tennessee, welcome to the club, Alabama, if you're listening, Ohio, Colorado, Virginia, Illinois, District of Columbia. And they offered ways to contact emergency services. They, in Baltimore, they said, please dial 311 in case of an emergency. Can you imagine? In Palm Beach, they say they said you have to be able to dial regular pounds for now. In Houston, all the police departments were releasing things. See, everybody had something different. In Houston, they gave you a phone number. In Alexandria, they gave you a phone number. So, I mean, this was bad stuff. Because, like I said, just when you think you don't need 911 is when you need 911, and then you're stunned when it's not there. And that's what started to happen to people. Somebody's choking, somebody needs an ambulance, something's going on, there's a fire, there's something happening, and we call 911, but we get nothing. We get nothing. Because it's not working. So they're looking into what could that possibly, what could that possibly be? Did somebody jack with the system, and was able to have the outage in all of those particular places? It couldn't have been a coincidence. Couldn't have been, right? So how'd that happen? Wow. Crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think just when you, like I said, expect it's there. It's everyday life. Everyone knows, call 911, 911, we're in trouble. And then when you need it, and there were a lot of people that needed it, reportedly, they couldn't get through. Couldn't get through. All right, so I brushed over this a little bit, but a day without a woman. Did any of you suffer through the day without a woman? When I say suffer, were a lot of women missing or are missing in action from where you work? A lot of women apparently were part of these rallies in New York, San Francisco, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Ann Arbor, St. Petersburg, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, colleges like Rutgers had walkouts and marches, too. So there were, I guess, some pretty significant crowds in some of the areas. And especially in Washington, they had pretty decent-sized crowd in Washington. And Trump tweeted out, on International Women's Day, join me in honoring the critical role of women here in America and around the world. So he tweeted that out at 5 o'clock in the morning. And part of the reason for the organization and having women work, you know, walk out, etc., is because American women earn 80 cents for every dollar a man makes, and the median income for women was $40,742 compared to $51,212 for men. That's from the census information. So that's what it was really about. It really was about work. You had public schools that closed in Alexandria, Virginia. You had a few other schools that closed as well. Prince George's County Schools closed because 1,700 teachers and 30% of the transportation staff requested leave for the day, so they couldn't really get the students there and have what they called productive, safe learning environments. So they also didn't have anyone, you know, they didn't have people there at the school, so they canceled it. In Utah, 1,000 women gathered at the Capitol. In Rhode Island, the municipal court planned to close because of the demonstration, and they did. And, you know, even in other places, like in Puerto Rico, you had women in purple T-shirts blocked one of the island's main highways. They linked arms and marched through the Capitol at dawn. So the White House spokesperson, Sean Spicer, was asked about it. He said, "We want to recognize the contributions that women make to our businesses, our families, our economy, our society. It's a free country. People have a right to express themselves. I think we should, on a daily basis, appreciate the contributions that women make in all those categories." And at the White House, Melania Trump hosted a luncheon on International Women's Day, and none of the female staffers skipped work at the White House. At the Capitol, 20 Democratic female lawmakers walked out in the afternoon to speak to the spectators who gathered as part of the protest. So there were some protests going on, but it wasn't a complete woman out. We're like, just there was like no women. It wasn't that. Just depended on the group and the place and all the reasons that you can imagine in between, but there were certainly enough people that did choose to demonstrate in some way. You know, you may see more of this. There may be other moments where there are other, I don't know, where there are other sorts of protests. And this kind of protest wasn't just about in the United States. It was internationally. It really was. An investment firm in the city was urging companies to increase the number of women on corporate boards, attracted widespread attention on social media because this was Wall Street. So we're talking about New York City. And they had a pretty orderly protest. The International Day of the Woman. Strikes, rallies, but nothing horrific happened, thank goodness. No hints of any violence anywhere. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here it is. Ready? Wait for it. Here it is. Here it comes. I want to thank you. I want to thank all of you for listening to America tonight and supporting this show. My goodness, the avalanche of emails that we get. It's an embarrassment of riches. In fact, we're going to hit the mailbag hard in our next segment. But I want to give a shout out to a new station for America tonight. And that new station is WKAL in Rome, New York. WKAL. So I'm excited about that. And I've been there several times. So hello, Rome, New York, adding you to the list of great stations that take our offerings here on ATN. In kind of an odds and ends segment of politics, we know the main themes, and I have pounded this drum for a long time. I've told you about the horrific stories I know through friends, through many of you calling and sharing with what's going on with healthcare. It's a bomb that's inside of us that's waiting to go off, not to be negative. So the Quinnipiac poll says 51% say Trump shouldn't back the ACA repeal. So this is neck and neck on what to do here. Hospitals and nursing groups are bashing the Republicans' Obamacare bill. Lots of people offering different kinds of fixes to this. How many more people are going to be insured? What kind of prices are we talking about? There's just the same confusion cloud that we always have that is the norm hanging over health care. But I'll dive into that poll for a few seconds here for odds and ends. Republicans introduced the Affordable, or the American Health Care Act, by the way. You know that, right? It's not affordable. The American Health Care Act, it eliminates the tax penalties if you don't have health care. It phases out the expansion of Medicaid. It offers a flat rate tax credits. It imposes late enrollment penalties, people who don't stay on continuous coverage, all that kind of thing. And remember, this was part of what Trump ran on. So was health care and re-racking it, fixing it. And I think that the mandate especially really ticked a lot of people off because you get this crummy insurance and you can't afford it. And in the end, what are you going to do? And is there a chance if you can't afford it but you're playing along with the home team for a while that you end up getting fined? And people found themselves in these weird, precarious situations. So can nothing be done? No. There is no way. I know there's some people that will be that protest and say, we don't want anything to change. Are you kidding? It wasn't good to begin with. So change something? Yeah, there has to be some change. Because it's not, how it is now is not working. The problem is that it's not an easy thing to change. And that there's all this massive disagreement over it. Over what to do. So what do you do? You sell people on healthcare. You sell them on whatever it is you're selling. On what are you boosting? What are we trying to accomplish here? Is it affordable healthcare for everybody? The American healthcare plan is different from the other one. In what respect? And what's going to happen that's going to make people blink and say, "Wow, this is fantastic." And the answer is right now they don't have that. They don't have it. Doesn't mean they won't come up with it, but there is a lot of disagreement in what direction, you know, in what direction to go, frankly, with healthcare. And the reason is because we all know it. There is no great answer to the question of whatever happened to great rates and decent health care, knowing your doctor. Well, times have changed, and some of those doctors have bailed. And because of the way health care is set up, the penalties people are paying, and this idea of slice and dice healthcare, pay as you go, this x-ray will be this amount, this blood work will be this amount, this test will be this amount. I mean, it's really, we're the a la carte menu, and we're on the menu, and that's pretty scary, but this is where we've been headed, and this is what's been going on for quite some time. So when we talk about this new administration, Donald Trump came from a background that wasn't legal. He wasn't a lawyer. In other words, he didn't come from the political scene. Now we've got an interesting move by somebody else, just like Al Franken, who was on Saturday Night Live. Somebody else who was involved in Saturday Night Live wanting to jump into politics. So comedian, actor, radio host Joe Piscopo is trying to make a move to, run for the New Jersey governor. Yeah. In the Garden State, people know him. They know his characters. They know his Paulie Herman character, I'm from New Jersey. His Frank Sinatra impressions on Saturday Night Live. He had been mentioned as a possible candidate for governor this year, either as a Republican or an independent, but now it looks like this really may happen. Wonder what kind of a chance Joe Piscopo has to win that. I have no feel for that whatsoever. I have no feel whatsoever. I do have a good Joe Piscopo story, though. I have a Joe Piscopo story that when I was in college and he was off Saturday night, that was beyond, past his Saturday night years, I was in an elevator, going up in an elevator at NBC, and he was going up the elevator too, and I can't remember, I was dressed up, and I guess I looked like I was going to the top floor, and I was a waitress, and he said, you got a shift going on right now, and I was so puzzled by that, and I looked at him, and I'm like, I remember saying no, no shift happening here. I'm visiting a friend. And he said, oh, and who is that? And we had a little conversation in the elevator, and he seemed like a nice guy. I mean, he's so recognizable. But here he is taking that recognizable mug from television days, from comedy and from radio, because he does radio in New Jersey, and taking it to a completely different level. And other actors, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, other actors, look at Jesse Ventura, other athletes, etc., have made the leap into politics. So not so far-fetched these days when you say that. He may actually have a good shot at it. He might have a good shot. And I'm going to mix this into the grab bag as we go from Piscopo as a possible New Jersey governor to all these polls we talk about and what are Donald Trump's numbers. But, you know, they always take polls on the first ladies, too. A CNN ORC poll shows that Melania Trump's approval ratings are way up. So the first lady is having a good run. About 52% of Americans have a favorable opinion of Melania Trump, an increase from 36% pre-inauguration. And in February of 2016, her ratings were 24% unfavorable. That's bad. But it has really turned around. 86% of Republicans view her favorably. 22% of the Democrats feel the same way. But the margin is a lot wider for Melania Trump than it was for Michelle Obama. But pretty interesting. So, you know, her numbers are good, though. Much better than her husband's, and much better than pre-inauguration. So now that I think people have seen her, she's was on camera a lot during the speech, the president's big speech that he nailed on February 28th. I think that probably helped her, you know, somewhat. And all signs point to the fact that she could be just continue to climb in that popularity category. All right, we're making our final turn for this hour of America tonight. Jump on board as we whiz around yet another turn. T-
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know what I'm saying? I want to meet like, you know, cuddle from civilization. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to meet too many people that have been corrupted. You know what I'm saying? With a mind of supervision and all this. You know what I'm saying? I still want that purity.
All right, so we're going to hit the mailbag in just a second. Wow, what a quick hour. A couple of quick reminders for you. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Kate S. Delaney. You always find out what's going on with the show there, Kate S. Delaney. I'm a speaker, so a lot of times to catch up with other things that are happening, because people have asked me about that now, and I talk about influential listening and what's your wow, how do you clearly, confidently, concisely nail who the heck you are? People just have a hard time spitting it out. You know, with all this entrepreneurship happening, which is fabulous in this country, and small businesses, now more than ever, you have to be able to parlay to other people to impart your wisdom to know, you know, what it is. So branding is my bag. And a lot of times we talk about that on America Tonight, and it's your business. So if you go to Kate DelaneySpeaker.com. You can check all that out there, and it has everything else, too, that we're tweeting out and talking about on the day. And there's always something, isn't there? Always. Always, always, always something. And another big reminder, too, we've got coming up in our next show, cheap movie reviews. Hollywood is catching on, because I've got a couple of agents that are trying to get us some very cool actors. So stay tuned for more on that. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go spend some do-re-mi to go catch a movie, hopefully it's a good one. Hacksaw Ridge. Everybody see Hacksaw Ridge? If you didn't see it, put it on your list. Gotten some great reviews on Hacksaw Ridge. And it's streaming, so it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, so to speak. And you can enjoy it in the comfort of your home if you couldn't see it on the big screen, although it would be really good on the big screen. It was an incredible biopic film. Let's put it that way. It was just so well done, shot, everything. Everything about it was absolutely excellent. I would highly recommend doing the streaming thing there. But we'll save that for the next show. Also coming up in our next hour, I have a giveaway that has to do with The Walking Dead. Some of you actually watch The Walking Dead. And I know I'm a fan of the show. But here's what happens with me. Because I have so much going on, I'm an information junkie and speaking and doing these shows, that I start to lose track and I can't catch up to everything on Walking Dead. So usually it's kind of a binge-watching thing for me on a weekend instead of... I love the traditional way, right? You know it's... This is coming on, this is all you're watching. But that didn't work out for me, so I had to figure out other ways to do it. So what's really cool for fans of The Walking Dead, or maybe you have friends in your life that are fans of The Walking Dead, I'm going to give away, they have this really cool digital downloads of The Walking Dead. They have this game, and what the game does is there's a young man who's going to find a family taken from him. He meets a girl, has experienced her own unimaginable loss, and who knows where the story takes you. It's about choice, and you get to make that choice in this digital game, which is very, very cool. And we're going to have a drawing for some Audio Technica headsets. It's worth $300, the headsets, but I've got a lot of digital downloads that we'll be giving out in our next hour. And Iron E. Singleton will be on the show. We interviewed him a couple of years ago, and he was so fascinating. He was one of the main characters, and he has plenty to say about The Walking Dead and how The Walking Dead changed his life after he was, you know, just was passionate about trying to act, and the acting world is pretty, it's tough to crack it, but he hung in there, and sure enough, he eventually did crack it, you know, absolutely. All right, so as we come across the final couple of turns here, for this hour, I want to go to the mailbag. So let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you so much. This one is from Sherry, who is listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Sherry says, "Hello, Kate. Did you see that crazy story? My daughter sent it to me about the viral giraffe mom who gave birth. Did you see her dancing around very, very pregnant?" I did. This she had a giraffe mask on, like a real, like she really looked like a giraffe head, you know, the mask that they have. And she's a mother of three, but she became a huge viral sensation when she did a Facebook Live of herself pacing her bedroom floor wearing a giraffe head. She was spoofing Animal Adventure Park giraffe cam that has been featuring April on a YouTube live stream being watched by millions. So it's a 3.5 minute long video. She's sitting in the bed. She's wearing the giraffe head. She's blowing kisses to the camera, shrugging her shoulders, swaying from side to side. Wow. I mean, the listeners, viewers, 1.5 million. I guess she had trouble sleeping while she was pregnant. So she started watching the giraffe live stream, and then she just had a crazy idea. She wasn't necessarily trying to get viewers, but she threw on the giraffe mask for fun And next thing you know, she was live on Facebook, and this thing has been shared all over the place. So she actually gave birth to a baby boy on Wednesday, 8 pounds, 2 ounces, so a big one. And no word on the name of that baby boy, but what an interesting way to go viral. Yo, is that your wife with the giraffe head on? What's going on with that? And it's just that realistic-looking thing, and she was killing time, so it was kind of funny, I have to say. It was very funny. I mentioned this at the top of the show, the 911 thing, and I got a couple of emails from this. This one is from Tomcat. AT&T, no 911 equals bad juju, Katie Kate. What say you? I say it's really bad juju. Because if you, I could see that. Something happens. Oh my gosh, I'm going to crash. 911. That's when you need it, right? Boom. About an hour, it affected people. No 911 calls. And they kept tweeting out, we're sorry, we apologize, blah, blah, blah. We're aware of the issues. We're working to get it corrected. And then there were police departments, and I mentioned this already, who sent out, tweeted out ways that you could call in if you, you know, without calling 911 because there was no 911. And when you're in a state of panic and there's no 911, which is when you want to use the number, that would be, it just would be bad. It's awful timing. Awful. Speaking of awful timing, I don't get this. Unclaimed refunds. IRS owes Americans $1 billion in unclaimed refunds. Do you have unclaimed refunds? They announced that they could be holding that much in money, waiting for a million taxpayers who didn't file a 2013 federal income tax return. If you didn't file one for 2013, even if you didn't have to, you may want to do it now. There's a good chance you're missing out on money. Wouldn't it be nice if you were missing out on money? That would be the best instead of the opposite way around. So, didn't file? Maybe. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's for you. But what if, I don't know. What if you filed and there was, you actually owed money. You didn't know it, and you owed money. Oh, that would be brutal. But you have to do it pretty fast. Here's what's interesting. For 2013 refunds, the clock started with the April 15th, 2014 tax deadline expires with a tax deadline in 2017. So do the math. It's April 18th. If you're entitled to one, you got to do it fast, ASAP. Or you're not going to get that money because then they say, too late, so sorry, you blew it. So trust me, if you know you're supposed to get a refund, for goodness sake, file. I'll file for you for a small fee. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Dancing on the surface of my eyes, the acoustics of the...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.